The Treasury Department is making some big currency changes today. Secretary Jack Lew announcing that Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman, in case you have forgotten your history, was an escaped slave who then helped thousands of others escape. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president, was also a slave owner. The redesigns will take effect in 2020, the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote. And CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there.
Well, tell us more about this news involving the $20 bill and what's behind it.
Yeah, big changes, right? I mean, basically, it seems that Andrew Jackson lost the popularity contest with the American people. You know, Treasury, along with many others, believed it was long overdue to put a woman on the American bill. And Jack Lew originally floated the idea of it being the $10 bill.
Right.
And they thought, you know, we're going to generate all this enthusiasm by having the public weigh in and tell us which woman they want. What they didn't expect is that they heard a lot of suggestions about the women, but they heard even more backlash about taking Alexander Hamilton off of the $10 bill. A lot of people felt that it was wrong. He was the country's first Treasury Secretary, and there seemed to be a lot more support for replacing Andrew Jackson, who you mentioned, seventh president, more controversial slave owner. A lot of people don't like his policies regarding Native American land rights. So people thought, why not take him off? And it looks like public opinion won the day.
Well, and when it comes to the Hamilton lovers, how much did the musical Hamilton, which is the hottest ticket in New York right now on Broadway, factor into this debate?
The impossible ticket in New York on Broadway.
You need a lot of $10 bills to get into it.
Exactly. I think it factored in a lot. I mean, this is hugely popular. And you know, there have always been a hardcore group of people who are really supporters of Alexander Hamilton and the work, you know, the foresight it took to set up some of the things that now were really still in existence with Treasury, with the modern financial system. So we always had this sort of hardcore group of sort of geeky fans and academics. But this really, you know, vaulted him onto the sort of public mind and introduced him to a whole new generation of people through this. I mean, people, if they haven't seen the show, they've downloaded the music on iTunes. So I think it really did help sway. And of course, the creator personally lobbying the Treasury Secretary himself. So I don't think it was the only reason, but it certainly helped give a big push.
And again, the decision today that Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. There were some other women that were being talked about there. Eleanor Roosevelt, Susan B. Anthony also mentioned.
That's right. And there's a lot of talk that women may appear on the back of some of the bills. Maybe we'll see a montage or a vignette of some, you know, historical periods for females. I mean, it's not just this one. But a lot of people are a little mixed reaction on that. I mean, people feel it was very important to have a woman on the front. In terms of the back, you've had women advocates say, well, nobody looks at the back of a bill. That's like relegating women to the, you know, and some people saying it's like putting Rosa Parks at the back of the bus was one comment made to CNN. So people are a little bit more murky about that, about having women on the back, but at least getting one right front and center will ease that a bit. And if more women are on than just one, and some make it onto back of some of the bills, then that's going to be a great relief.
Well, and I don't want to complain.
Applauded by a lot of people.
I don't want to complain about Harriet Tubman being on the bill because I think it's a great idea. It's about time we have a woman on one of the bills. Although the idea that they're going to wait until 2020 to do this, we may not even be using cash in 2020 at the rate we're going.
Exactly. We're all going to be sort of on cards and Bitcoin or something. I mean, there's a reason for that. And this is why it was a harder decision than maybe one would think, because the $20 bill, there was a lot of resistance to that internally, we understand, among sort of regulators, and because it's one of the most widely circulated bills out there. And there has to be a lot of measures taken in terms of counterfeiting. And that's why we may see such a big lag. These are incredibly complicated sort of, you know, technology now they're using to try to thwart the counterfeiters. I mean, that sort of ribbon that they have running through took, I think, more than a decade to put into place. So it's really time consuming. That's why some people thought the $10 bill might have been an easier, better choice to see something quicker, even though that's very popular. All those ATMs spitting out those 20s. It's going to take some time to redesign it and get it right. But a lot of people, I think you're going to agree, Jeremy, say it's worth the wait.
Well, and there was another thing that we were waiting for, and we'll see what happens. But the idea that the penny is going to go away. I actually asked the Commerce Secretary, Penny Pritzker, whose name is Penny today,
Penny.
About that. Here's what we said. I have one more question for you, Penny Pritzker, and that is, I know this is not your department, but it is your name, Penny. What do you think about the idea of the penny going away?
Oh, well, you know, I'll leave that to Secretary Liu to worry about my, and I'll stay focused on the job of the Commerce Department. But thank you very much.
Thank you very much. A very controversial issue among the secretaries.
Listen, I mean, now that Hamilton has all these fans, maybe where the penny fans are going to come out of the woodwork. No, the reason is it costs more to make one than it's actually worth. And so this debate has been going on for a long time. A lot of people think it's outlived its usefulness. But then again, when you're talking about getting rid of something, you know, there's always someone who finds issues. Some of the shopkeepers who like to make us think we're buying something for a buck less than it is. Or the zinc makers, that's what the material it's made out of, have objected. It seems like the chorus is sort of moving that way, Jeremy. It may finally be time. Although with everything the Treasury had to contend with the bill change, it might be too much to sort of take on the penny right now.
CNN's Maggie Lake. Maggie, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm asking you to be my right hand, Treasury man. Or state. I know it's a lot to
Treasury
ask.
Or state.
To leave behind the world, you know. Sir, do you
want something from the musical Hamilton. And I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now. Let's go.